The president's pledge on crime. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Visiting a city still mourning two police officers, President Biden says the federal government will do more to help fight gun violence, though the plan is a team effort to work more closely with police and communities. Six New York City cops have been shot so far this year.
It's enough. Enough is enough because we know we can do things about this, but for the resistance we're getting from some sectors of the government and the Congress and the state legislatures and the organizational structures out there.
The president visiting NYPD headquarters along with the U.S. Attorney General, also meeting with the mayor and governor and visiting a school that's worked with community programs to reduce violence. Much of the federal effort aimed at expanding efforts already underway, including a crackdown on gun trafficking between states. Meantime, the NYPD just releasing crime stats for January showing an overall jump of more than 38% in the crime index. Some Republican lawmakers have argued bail reform is helping to fuel the crime surge. The Pentagon accusing Russia of very detailed plans to make a pretext for invading Ukraine.
One option is the Russian government, we think, is planning to stage a fake attack by Ukrainian military or intelligence forces against Russian sovereign territory or against Russian-speaking people to therefore justify their action.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that could include graphic propaganda videos. Russia has accused the West of provoking tensions. No companies lost this much on Wall Street in one day. The Facebook parent Meta erasing more than $230 billion in market value, with shares plunging more than 26%. Meantime, now in the NASDAQ dropping more than 500 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
The U.S. says one of the world's most wanted terrorists died a coward.
A special operations raid months in the making has left the ISIS leader dead, President Biden announced from the White House.
Last night's operation took a major terrorist leader off the battlefield and has sent a strong message to terrorists around the world. We will come after you and find you.
The president says Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi detonated an explosive as U.S. forces approached, killing himself and several family members.
In a final act of desperate cowardness.
President Biden says the ISIS chief was responsible for a recent attack on a Syrian prison and the Yazidi genocide in Iraq in 2014. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A mixture of snow and ice hammering a 2,000-mile stretch of the U.S., including parts of the South.
This is still a severe weather event that could cause significant harm to Kentuckians if we are not careful.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear especially concerned about the ice. About 100 million people impacted by the storm from the Rocky Mountains all the way to New England. A man's love-hate relationship with bugs leaves a mark in the record books.
Michael Amoya isn't bugged by any limitations when it comes to getting inked. The music producer from New York setting a Guinness World Record for sporting the most insect tattoos, 864 in all. But he's no fan of the crawly creatures. Amoya telling Guinness, quote, "I'm afraid of bugs. I hate bugs, but it has multiple meanings. That's why I put them all over my body." Amoya's tats include 89 ants on his left forearm, 36 ants from his forearm to his bicep, 23 red ants on his right calf, and a 13-inch moth spanning his throat and chest.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Amoyo hopes to raise money for an organization that helps underprivileged children. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.